Hallelujah. Let's just look at the word a little bit. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. So stretch your faith this way. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, that these are the days of revival. So much is happening in the world. So much is happening around us. So much is happening, Lord. But we trust in your Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord, you know how much we love you and how much we appreciate your ministry. Guide us in the scriptures even now, and let nothing but pure truth come out of our mouths and our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just want us to look at who we are, but who we must put on. Even though you are somebody, you won't be that somebody unless you deliberately live your life out of that. And so we're going to look at a few scriptures tonight, and one of those starts in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and this is familiar to some of us who've been here before. It says, "This I say, walk in the Spirit." Now, walking in the Spirit there, what he's talking about is walk out of the dictates of the new nature. He's not talking about necessarily walking in the Holy Spirit, but that's part of it. But what he's talking about here is that we walk according to the new nature, and he says, "You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh." In other words, if you live out of who you are as a born-again creature, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh, here comes the war, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do or could not do or cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led..." Here again, what he's talking about, if you're led by that new nature, you're not under the law. "For the works of the flesh are manifest," and it begins to list the works of the flesh, "which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings," or revellings, he says, "and such like." And you know, as he's listing all these things, I think some of the scariest things about all this is that he lists these things. He even lists wrath in there. Now, that kind of wrath there must be a real hard kind of wrath, because he goes on to say, "And such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they that do such things shall do what? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Oh, Lord, forgive us for getting angry. But it's not necessarily talking about just simple anger. It's got to be talking about the anger that goes on so deep that it destroys. The anger that goes on so deep that it kills the heart of a person, that really, to where that you feel that hatred and murder in your heart. He says, but verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit," now this is not talking about the Holy Ghost again, it's talking about who you are, what you've been created. "The fruit of your born again new nature is" what? "Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Now, we could begin to try to expound on all of these, but what we want you to see is that's just who you are from the get-go. That's what you've been created. That's who you are, as not in your soul, but that's who you are in that born-again person. That's the real you. That's the one that God deals with. That's the one that God edifies and builds up so you can get past your flesh. But all those things are the fruit of the Spirit. If they're the fruit of the Spirit, then that's who you really are. That's who you are in your spirit man. You do have love. You're created in love. You have joy, peace, long-suffering. What does long-suffering mean? It means to suffer long. It means you're willing. There's something inside of you that will endure past the trial and not quit. It won't stop. It doesn't have any quitting sense. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have done what? Now, isn't this amazing? We're created like this, but he goes on to say that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And if we live in the Spirit, in other words, if that's who we are, if that's what we've been created, those things are already innate. They're programmed inside of us from the very get-go, from the very beginning of our creation. All those things that we just listed, or he listed there, that's all part of who we are. If that's who we are, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in it. In other words, live after the dictates of that born-again nature. And so he says, let us not desire a vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's turn over to Colossians, because it just says some of the same stuff in Colossians, just a couple of few chapters over, or books over, chapter 3. Hallelujah. How many appreciated that presence as it was up here tonight? He says, if you, verse 1, then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are what? He says that we're dead. Now that's a positional truth. Because what he's doing is he's declaring that now we were baptized into his death. And our old man is dead. In other words, that spirit that you once had that cranked out sin, it is dead. But here he's telling us that we're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now he goes on just like he said over in Galatians. He says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And he lists those things. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and that's a tough one, and covetousness, which is adultery, which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedient, in the which ye also walked sometimes when you lived in them. But now ye also put off these. We have to put off something. Now the point is this, and you'll see it a little bit later as we go to 2 Peter. We've been created. Word says in Ephesians 4:24 is that we've been created in righteousness and true holiness. Now that's that spirit man on the inside of us. And then we've just read all the other things that were created in that new nature. Love, joy, peace, temperance. All those things are part of who we are. In other words, they were created inside of us from the very beginning. But just because they're there, just because they are who we are, it does not mean that we're automatically going to walk according to that. There is a choice. There's a continual choice. And he says, put on, verse 10, put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now, whose image have you been created in? Who? Christ's image. God created you. The Father created you in his image, in the image of the firstborn, which is Jesus Christ. That's who we've been created in the image of. He says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. In other words, that's the image that we've been created in Christ's image. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness. Put on these. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Now, didn't it say over in Galatians that this is all part of who we are already? That we have the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience and long-suffering. We have love, created in love. He says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity, that's love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called into one body, and be ye thankful. Now, turn over with me. this is where I really wanted to get to, is to 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah or hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Pastor Joel says. Peter writes in chapter 1. He says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Him and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called you to glory and virtue. Now, what has God done for us from the very beginning? What's His power done for us? Gave us a new nature. We've been born again. And He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we may be a partaker of the what? The divine nature. Now, in just a moment, it's going to describe in a major way what that divine nature is. But it says, by the promises of God which have been given to us, we become a partaker of that divine nature. In other words, you get to reach in and partake of everything that you've been created by Christ of. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Now, what I really believe he's talking about here is the faith that beginning faith. You've been born again. But isn't it amazing? Now watch this. Verse 5, it says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Now, virtue can mean character, a godly character. It says in the Greek manliness, or you can interpret it as a character. Knowledge, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. Now watch this. Much of all these things we could turn right back to Galatians chapter 5 and say this is who we are from the beginning. But isn't it amazing that he tells us that he says, whereby are given unto us all these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be a partaker of the new nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Well, you can't of yourself add anything to who you've been created. In other words, what you were made from the very beginning, that's there by the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't add anything to that. Well, what's he talking about here? He's going to tell us how to be a partaker of everything that he's given us. In other words, a lot of times you'll hear the grace message, or you'll hear those talk about things that God's done for us, and it'll seem like he's done everything for us, and he has, in that he gave us a new nature and he put all of that fruit of the Spirit in there and everything that made us alive in God. But how many of you know there's still something that we got to do? There's something that we've got to participate in. In other words, we've got to be a partaker of that. We've got to, our adding to that is not that we do a work that adds. You can't be any more righteous than what you're already created in. You can't add to your righteousness. But what you can do is you can add to your walk. You can add to your walk of faith. You can add to everything that you have been created by doing what? By doing who you are. By being who you are. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge. Now, here's where you begin to take your shopping cart and say, okay, this is who I am, but I'm going to begin to put everything in there. I'm already made this way. But I'm going to add to it by saying, this is who I am, and I'm going to live like who I am. I'm going to live like who I am on the inside. And to knowledge, he says, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and patience, godliness. Well, how many of you know that we've been created the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? I can't get any more righteous. But yet he's amazingly saying, add to yourself all these things. Well, what's he talking about? What he's saying is this. You've got a responsibility to mortify the deeds of the flesh. You've got a responsibility to add past. Just because you've been created in love, and that's who you are on the inside, that's not going to automatically flow from you unless you do something about it, unless you choose to walk in it. That's not, how many of you know Christians can be created in love and that be part of your new nature, but that doesn't mean you're going to walk in it unless you choose to. What you've got to do is you've got to continually choose to add to your walk all these things that you've been created in. To knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly what? Kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Now, look at this. For if these things be in you, well, are they in you? Yes, from the very beginning. And abound. Do they abound? Well, here's the thing. They're there. They're there from the very beginning. And they're there in fullness. All those fruits of the Spirit. But it's up to us to let them abound through us and live through us and not allow the flesh to suppress those things. If these things are in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is what? He becomes blind. In other words, you don't know who you are. You're not living like who you are because you don't realize who you are, and you're letting the flesh dictate to you who you are. He says, wherefore, he says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Folks, let's not forget that we got to continually walk according not to the dictates of the flesh, but according to the dictates of the Spirit. Amen? We got to continually mortify. Out of that, we become who we are. We allow who we are to live. But it is possible that the flesh can suppress the Spirit. It's like, which dog is winning? There's a big fight going on. Which dog is winning? It's the one that we feed. It's the flesh or the Spirit. And he says here, wherefore, verse 10, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you, what? Isn't that amazing? Well, I thought all this stuff was in me. It is. But you got to be a doer of who you are. If you do these things, if you do what? If you do love, if you do patience, if you do long-suffering, if you do gentleness, if you do meekness, if you do kindness, that's who you are. That's who you've been made to be. But you have to do these things. And he says, if you do these things, what? I like this promise. How many are glad that we'll never fall if we do these things? In other words, if we walk according to the dictates of the Spirit, we have this promise. We won't fall. Oh, Jesus, give it to us, Lord. Let us live out of it. Hallelujah. So in utterances shall be ministered unto you in abundance and an everlasting kingdom of our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you believe we're going in? How many of you believe there's a purging process taking place? How many are choosing to yield to that purging process? See, you've been created in this. You've been created in true righteousness, holiness, as Gary said, from the get-go. But just because that you are doesn't mean that that's what's going to win. But if we choose to do these things, if we choose to do who we are, the promise is we're not going to fail. Hallelujah. Immokalee's in revival. The family prayer center is in revival. We're going forward in his righteousness and in true holiness. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We may just have Friday night anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, as they're going forward, we just speak over this city for Friday night. There will not be any calamities. Lord, we know this holiday is not necessarily a holiday that it's not something that you, Lord, normally get to have much a part in. But we pray that in Jesus' name, that the satanic work that would normally take place in most regions, Father, we bind their communication even now in the name of Jesus. Let your life and everything that we've been praying here at the Family Prayer Center, Father, we begin to, through the grace of God, release the angels of God. Father, we pray that those legions of angels that were from the very beginning given to us for this outpouring will be released over this city and over this region. Father, in Jesus' name, that the word of God will go forth. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your glory that is in this house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just stand with me. Let's just worship the Lord for a minute. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to worship. Jesus, Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It was worth it just to come to see one filled with the Holy Spirit tonight. But he's not done. So just go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just worship you. Lord, we just pray that more than ever before that we go in. And that, Father, that we are partakers of the divine nature through your promises. Lord, we know that, Lord, you have given us the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. And I pray that we will participate more, those of us that are filled with the Holy Ghost, more with the power of praying in tongues than we've ever prayed before. We'll pray the mysteries that this house be filled with the glory of God. And the power of your covenant be established upon the earth, that Immokalee is in revival. We give you all the praise and glory, and we give you the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you tonight to get ready to give before you leave, and it is certainly a blessing. We love you so much. We will not see you Friday, but we'll see you Sunday. Be blessed.